Children that grow up in nudist families have a healthier body image.
Welcome to Radio Free School.
My name is Mary Sunshine, and I'm a mother with three children, among doing other things, and I'm going to talk today about nudism and children and lifestyles. I've been a nudist for a long time. You know, I was probably a closet nudist in my house, nude, before children, and, you know, I always slept nude, and it was really comfortable. I was introduced to it quite by accident. We were doing some political activism for women, you know, top free issues, and I was with my friend. We traveled with five kids. My friend and I traveled to New Orleans and back from Niagara Falls, and on the way back, she had booked us into a nudist resort. And that was my first experience. And there I was, so I certainly could have not been a nudist, but it was kind of thrust upon me. And it was really scary the first time I was there, and it was wonderful. I really enjoyed it a lot.
What is it that you enjoy about
nudism? I think it's a feeling of freedom, and you know, being in the sunshine, you know, certainly is, you know, wonderful. It has a lot to do with kind of transcending social status, how people dress, and you know, how you're treated because of the way that you're dressed. I also really like, I like being nude, and I like swimming nude, and I like cooking nude, and I like being in my house nude, and it's really a lot easier to run after your child who's nude running down the street if you're nude too, and everybody else is as well, instead of trying to get dressed and running after your new child that's already down the block somewhere. So, in our society, there's a lot of, you can say that it perhaps has a lot to do with political issues, that, you know, we are dressed, because it's for the textile industry, there's a very large industry attached to clothes. So if everybody needs to be dressed, then obviously there's a need for clothes, and clothing, you know, is bought or purchased or given away, you know, I mean, obviously there's other things, but it's a very, very large industry. So I suppose that people can be nudists, yeah, for political reasons as well. Right. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of shame attached to people's bodies, right? That's another political issue that, you know, can be, I guess, brought out through nudism, is self-image, right? And, you know, body acceptance. And obviously, well, that's yeah, a huge topic, very, right? Much, you know, with eating disorders, and, you know, especially for women, cultural images for women, that they have to be really thin, or they have to have perky breasts, or they have to wear a certain size, or look a certain way, or not have a mastectomy, or, you know, there's just, or not have stretch marks, or varicose veins, or there's just so many issues. Body hair is another thing, too. There's a lot of people who are nudists for, you know, those reasons.
So it's kind of like a rebellious, yes, act, almost.
Yeah, it is. There's also issues about sexuality that, you know, I think that has a lot to do with religious views as well, mm-hmm, that nudity equals sexuality, which there has been anybody who's gone to a nudist resort, that there is very, very clear lines and rules about sexuality within that sort of community. Mm-hmm. At a nude beach, the nudists themselves will squelch any sort of sexual activity that, you know, it's just a not acceptable thing, because they want to make sure that for everybody there, that it's a safe place, and mm-hmm, that it's not equated with sexuality, that nudism is in and of itself a natural way of being and not, well, I mean, obviously sexuality is, you know, a natural state of being as well, but not in that climate. They want to make sure that it's clearly separated and that the boundaries are very there. I think that it's a lot harder to be a sexual predator in a nudist resort than it would be with your clothes on. I think that a lot can be hidden by clothing. You can hide erections, you can hide people touching. If you're nude and your children are nude, they know the areas of their body. They need to put a towel down when they're sitting, right? They understand that, you know, that this is their body and it's theirs, right? And it's, you know, and when you cover things up, then you create shame, you create words, or you create things that you don't talk about, or places that, you know, are taboo, I guess. And when you're nude, everything is sort of, you know, out in the open, and so are issues. I have more concerns being in a textile place than I do being in a nudist place as far as pedophiles are concerned. I find there's a stronger community within the nudist circles than people generally tend to be very friendly. I always wondered, you know, are people nudist because they are extroverts? Are there more extroverts that are nudist because it's more of a flamboyant, here I am, I'm out there sort of thing, right? As opposed to being introverted. However, John's an introvert, and I've met a lot of others too that are introverted nudist. Although I wonder if the majority of them are actually extroverts. Yeah. We joke around about, you know, if you wanted to learn how to go skiing, well, you would go with your best friend or your family or something to learn how to go skiing. You wouldn't go by yourself with a group of strangers. But it seems like nudism, the last thing you want to do is, hey, mom, do you want to go to a nudist camp with me? Or grab your best friend and off you go. There are definitely camps you can go to, very primitive sites, and there are, you know, the million-dollar resorts as well. Actually, this year is going to be the first ever Canadian festival. They're having a festival, and that's going to be around Ottawa, between Ottawa and Montreal. There's lots of activities, and there's lots of nudist resorts, obviously, around the world. And there's lots of nude beaches. There's a nude beach in Toronto, for one thing. We've been to two here. There actually is three in the area.
You want to just talk about children?
Talking about children and nudism. Yeah.
Why do we do nude? Why do I take my children to a nudist resort as opposed to going to myself? Well, I feel it's a really natural state of being. Well, I take my children because I really want them to grow up with a healthy attitude towards their bodies and others. Studies cite the fact that children that grow up in nudist families have a healthier body image than, and therefore a higher self-esteem. Generally, I don't know, you could say that they're more well-adjusted or whatever. I'd really like for my children to know that all women's breasts sag unless you have, you know, implants. And I don't want my children to have surgery, and I don't want them to feel inadequate, and I don't want them to think they have to spend millions of dollars on themselves or other people just to fit in when we all look like that. So it's kind of like, you know, when you're hot, you take your clothes off, and if you're cold, then you put your clothes on, and if you're getting sunburnt, then you stick your clothes on, and they have a choice, that it's not a shame thing. My children don't need to be ashamed of their bodies and who they are and, you know, how they feel about themselves and, you know, who other people are. There's people that are greatly overweight. There's people that are very, very thin. There's people that have skin disorders, you know, psoriasis or spots or zits or body hair, and that's a normal way of being. It has nothing to do with who you are inside. Mm-hmm. That it's a lot easier to see who the person, you know, who they really are inside if you forget. If you don't look at their clothes or what they're wearing or if they have money or if they don't, the social status and stuff like that kind of gets transcended. I found that we did about a 3-year period of not being nudist because John was very uncomfortable with it. Growing up in a fundamental Christian background, he equated sexuality with nudity or nudity with sexuality. And he had a really hard time separating the two issues in himself. So we did about 3 years where, you know, and I thought, okay, well, if he's not going to do it, then, you know, we won't do it either. And then it's something that I really miss. I really miss being out in the sunshine. I really miss, you know, feeling the air, you know, on my body. I really miss the freedom of, I don't know, it's freedom. It's very liberating. It feels fabulous. So Dalen, I think, was about 4 or 5 when we stopped. And then he's 9 now. It was really hard for him to take his clothes off. It's really hard to imagine, you know, an 8-year-old feeling ashamed of their body or, you know, not feeling comfortable with themselves. He felt very self-conscious, and it took him a while, even when there was other kids that were nude, it took him a while, and then, you know, then he sort of
kind of got back into it. I've heard, you know, not having teenagers myself, but I heard that there is a period of, not with all, but with most teenagers, is there's a period where they feel very awkward in themselves and of their bodies and, you know, who they are sexually mm-hmm. and who they are, period. And that they're, for some, there's a period where, even if they grew up in a nudist family, that there's a period where they want to be with themselves and to be non-nudist. And I think most people are very comfortable with allowing their children to, you know, be who they are and to take time for themselves or, you know, to be what they need to be. And some come back to it later after their teenage years and, you know, some don't. And I think that has all to do with the unschooling, homeschooling thing where to respect who they are and the space that they're in at the moment. So, and kind of go with it. All resorts, of course, are different. All clubs are different. And, you know, they have non-landed clubs where people just meet to go, say you're going to do, you know, once a month they have, you know, a potluck or bowling or they rent a hall somewhere or and they have activities or dances or stuff like that, right? Most places are like any other resort or camp, right? There's generally have a pool and sauna and hot tub and they have activities. There's patong. They have bridge clubs, naturist walks, and they have nature trails you can go for. A lot of them have, you know, hiking trails and stuff where you can go hiking. Some have horseback riding, you know, some have oceans. They're all over the world. There are obviously more family-friendly clubs than there are others. There are some that restrict singles in the clubs and males in the clubs, single males too. There's also, some have more children's activities than others. You know, some have, you know, more things for the kids to do, you know, playground equipment and stuff like that, right, as well. Although there's clothing optional, which is you can keep your clothes on if you want, and there's nudity expected, or I can't remember what the actual term is for a completely clothes-free resort. You know, obviously it's weather dependent, especially in Canada. But nudity is expected, you know, and I feel more comfortable in those places myself, right? There's also some clubs that don't allow wraps, bathrobes, or anything like that, right? And of course, everybody needs to bring a towel or something to sit on, right, for health reasons. Yeah. Generally, nudity in the pool, hot tub, and sauna is always expected, right? And the rest is sort of weather dependent and based upon, you know, the club's philosophies. Generally, there's higher fees involved with a nudist resort. They usually have day fees along with, you know, camping fees. So it is a bit more costly. Some of the non-landed clubs obviously are more cost effective, especially if you're going about it, you know, once a month. There's people that live year round at the resorts, right? And some resorts have houses, some are just trailer parks, you know, some are in between.
In your experience, you stay for 10 months straight, right? Were you the only one with children there?
With my children were the only children at the resort at the time. It was quite unexpected, right? And of course, you know, having children there, the club is working really hard to promote a family atmosphere. And so obviously having children there will bring more children, right? Yeah. So, and that's what they were hoping to do. And as we left, there was another family who'd moved in with two kids. So there's people that work really hard to protect the nudist rights in Canada and the United States, to educate people about nudism. Where in Europe, it seems to be more of a common, body acceptance seems to be a lot different. Nudism seems to be, you know, very acceptable. So if you need to change on a beach, then you can go right ahead and change on the beach. If you feel that you need to be top free in a beach, then you can do so. It's not an issue. There's not the issue of, oh, well, you're damaging your children if you let them see you nude, or that you're a freak or something because you want to change your sticky clothes on a beach or something like that, right? So as, you know, as a parent, I find it really difficult to have to be on a beach and to trek my kids over to the bathroom and have everybody change and then trek them all back down to the beach with all my stuff and then trek them all back again because somebody needs to change or go to the bathroom and then trek them all back again, you know, and everybody gets, you know, and then you have to put up towels or you have to change under your clothes or you have to use. So it's just a lot easier that if you're there and you want to be nude, then you can be so. And if you don't, then you wear your clothes. And if you want to change into something dry, then you do so right there. And it just seems to be a lot easier for me.
You are listening to Radio Free Speech on CFMU.
So ceaselessly. First question.
Do you like being nudist?
Sometimes.
Were you warm when you were nudist?
Yeah, because it was warm there.
Did you have a nudist swimming pool?
Yes.
And did you swim nudist in it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and is it legal to have a nudist camp in Canada?
Yes.
Would you like to start your own nudist camp?
Yeah.
What do you do in a nudist camp?
We play, we like to watch television. Because there's television there on this kid's channel. You ever watched, you like to watch SpongeBob? Because there's SpongeBob on the television.
Next one? No, that's all. Okay. Thank you, Trim. What's your name?
Daylin Sunshine.
How old are you?
9.
Okay. First question, Madeline.
Do you like being nude?
I don't really know, but I think so.
were you warm when you were nudist?
Yeah, I was very warm.
Okay. Did you have a nudist swimming pool?
Yes, we did.
Did you like being in it?
Yeah, it was very fun.
Did it have chlorine in it?
Yes, it did. Lots of it.
That will clean it out.
And it was heated.
And you know what it had
Next
in
one?
It? You know what I had in it? Toys.
Is it legal to have a nudist camp in Canada?
I don't know. But I think you can have an... I don't think it's illegal.
You don't think it's illegal or do you think you don't think it's legal? You don't think it's legal. Well, there is one
I do think.
Okay. I do too. Because there's one in...
Okay, the next question is like... Would you like starting your own one-up?
Once I get older, probably, yeah.
I'm not gonna study when I'm getting older.
Next question, ma'am.
What do you do in a nudist camp?
Usually I go swimming, I ride my bike around, so let's see what else. I don't know what else. Probably that's all I did while I was in a nudist camp. and watch TV at the clubhouse that was there.
Then there's 3-8 there.
And we'll make up our own question now. Did your mom have a badge or something that she had or a hat or something?
No.
Okay. We're going to do that. We're going to have badges because we're going to be the leaders of the nudist camp. So we're going to start
stick
one.
On badges so you can stick on your body.
No, we're just going to put them on our hats and sew them onto our hats. And we wear sun hats so we don't get burnt. Okay. And some sunscreen. Because we're nudists. And maybe some bug... No, maybe some bug repellents, not sunscreen. Just like mosquito repellents and black flies or something. Just like stuff so that they don't like the smell of so they don't come along. We had that at Candy Corn, I saw.
Yeah, when we were at the news camp, I still have thousands of mosquito bites.
I do too.
Did you get bitten in the nudist camp by
mosquitoes?
Black fly or mosquitoes or bumblebees?
I got stung by a wasp, almost got stung by a bee, and that's all. I didn't get stung by a bit bitten by a
bug. Okay, now...
Yeah. Well, it seems to have started in Spain, but here it is. It is World Naked Bike Ride, June 12th, 2004. And the www.worldnakedbikeride.org site has a statement from some cyclists in Spain. It says this is the third time that they've done this demonstration. In 2001, 2002, they had successful ventures out in the nude on their cycles, and they decided to spread the call worldwide. And they cycle without their clothes on. Part of the cry is stop the dependence on oil, down with the pollution, down with textile industry. Naked in front of traffic against the oil and car dictatorship and its wars, reclaim the streets for the people. So the 12th of June seems to be the date of these cycling rides, and they are carried on throughout the world, including Canada and the United States, Europe, Brazil, New Zealand. They actually have a t-shirt, which seems counterintuitive for a naked bike ride. But there is a nice t-shirt available. And according to Jacob Wheeler in Utney, consider yourself a radical protester who will do almost anything to show your disdain for our dependency on oil. Want to make a statement about how we should reacquaint ourselves with our own bodies? Then join the World Naked Bike Ride on Saturday, June 12th. Anyone can participate. All you need is a pair of wheels and, well, that's it. Go as bare as you dare. The World Naked Bike Ride dress code is bare as you dare. How bare is that? How dare is that? It's all up to you. You decide what you are comfortable with. The ride is clothing optional. The website gets into some interesting cultural things around nakedness in general with Alanis Morissette in her 2004 Juno Awards full bodysuit complete with pubic hair and nipples showing. The website also delves into the legalities, that very gray zone or flesh-colored zone. They say that the laws on nudity, for the most part, are incredibly vague and difficult to enforce. You probably don't need to cover up an awful lot to be legal. With the incredible transforming powers of a little body paint, or liquid latex, or a strategically placed sock, or a piece of duct tape, ouch, you too can transform the average city-streaking naked wild cyclist into the legal city-streaking naked wild cyclist. Be creative. A little imagination can change everything. The laws on nudity also seem to hinge on something called indecent exposure. The fact of the matter is that being naked is not indecent. There is nothing indecent about a naked body. The only thing that is indecent are the laws on indecent exposure. There are many indecent laws that we, the citizens of the world, have to stand up to. For example, those that are infringing on our personal freedoms. The second point they raise is that police do not want to be seen confronting a large group of peaceful, naked people. It's just too embarrassing. Third, they point out that the World Naked Ride is clothing optional. And four, this is a very important one. If you do encounter police or any other aggression, do not reciprocate the aggression. Keep it light. Our best weapon is humor. It's tough getting angry at a colorful, naked person on a bicycle, it seems. Anger and aggression only returns anger and aggression. Wise advice. The folks in Vancouver and Seattle who helped script this part of the website say that they have never had any arrests in Vancouver, Spain, or Germany, but there have been arrests in Seattle during the Solstice Parade, but charges were dropped, and police do not generally engage the naked cyclists during that event anymore. So June 12th, it's not just a ride against oil dependency, it's a ride for self-empowerment. Again, that's all from www.worldnakedbikeride.org. There you will also find links to other groups who are doing naked rides. And there is also a section on body painting tips and techniques. So there you have it, folks. June 12th, Saturday, June 12th, 2004. World Naked Bike Ride Day.
I'm gonna wrap myself in paper, I'm gonna daub myself with glue, stick some stamps on the top of my head, I'm gonna mail myself to you.
Contact Radio Free School at grassroots@hwcn.org or mail P.O. Box 19, 1280 Main Street West, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, L8S1 C O.